This goes to Dr. Kozlovsky, Kozlovski, fax 989-463-1534. Regarding Jeannie, Jeannie, middle initial M like Mary, Cat, Katt, date of birth 9/12/1958. Dear Dr. Kozlovsky, this is a telemedicine follow-up visit for Miss Cat with history of right kidney infarction, severe iron deficiency, and then a severe GI bleed in May of 2021 that required a blood transfusion. She had suffered from a long history of iron deficiency, requiring IV iron infusions to correct, and then developed GI bleeding, both with black diarrhea and also with coffee ground emesis in May of 2021. And she was admitted to Spectrum in Grand Rapids for further treatment and care. She is doing much better. Her last hemoglobin done January 3rd of this year is 13.3, and iron levels are now improved also. And she is following with a hematologist on a regular basis for ongoing care. She does try to follow a very healthy, low-salt diet. She also limits refined sugars and processed foods, and she uses natural sweeteners instead of sugar. So she does the best she can to maintain kidney health and overall health. No nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia, no diarrhea, blood, or melena currently. Weight is up 15 pounds, but she had lost 11 pounds the year before. So she's probably up about 4 pounds from where she had been. No cloudiness or blood in the urine, no incontinence, no edema or claudication symptoms. Medication list is reviewed. Her Prevacid has been increased from 30 milligram a day to 30 milligram twice a day. She is anticoagulated with Eliquis due to history of pulmonary embolism. And she also takes Norco as needed for pain, 5-3-25. She uses Zofran for nausea, which is fairly regular and chronic. And she uses iodine solution daily also. And multiple supplements are used. Physical examination, her weight is 220 pounds, pulse 83, oxygen saturation is 97% on room air, temperature is 98.1, and blood pressure 126 over 70. Labs, most recent lab studies were done January 20th of 2022, and her creatinine is 1.0. That is higher than it has been since we've been following her. She's been 0.8 to 0.9, and estimated GFR is 56. I suspect that there were some creatinine elevations during her hospitalization for the GI bleed, and we will obtain records and review those. But I would like her to get labs done every 3 months from now on. Her albumin is 4.4, calcium is 9.0, electrolytes are normal, phosphorus 3.2, hemoglobin is 13.8 with normal white count, normal platelets, and normal differential. Assessment and plan, a right kidney infection with a slight increase in creatinine with the most recent blood draw that we've done, history of chronic iron deficiency, and a GI bleed in May of 2021 requiring blood transfusion to replace the blood loss. And the patient is scheduled to have surgery in Grand Rapids February 8th of this year to correct the problem that caused the GI bleeding, something like hiatal hernia repair, but it's a different surgery, she states. So she'll proceed with that. She's going to have blood labs for us every 3 months, and she'll follow her current low-salt, healthy diet, and she's going to be rechecked in this practice in the next 6 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.